This is Kent Lundquist back with the second hour of the Feeling of Jazz here on the Lakeshore 89.1 FM. You better stick around for another hour. We've got some fine swinging sounds ahead of us. We're going to continue to highlight our jazz group of the week, which is the Oscar Peterson Trio, comprised of Oscar Peterson, of course, on piano, Ray Brown on bass, Herb Ellis on guitar. They worked together from 1953 to 1958 and toured the United States and the world, jazz at the Philharmonic, you name it. Just an outstanding group. I'm going to kick off the first hour with a little thing called The Continental. If some of you like old movies, you'll remember that that was introduced in an old movie with Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers, where they did quite a dance routine on this tune. It's a nice little swinger called The Continental.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That was Oscar Peterson giving the audience a thank you there, and left everybody a little bit in midair on that ending on that particular tune. That was The Continental with the Oscar Peterson Trio, live at Zardy's in Hollywood, 1955, November of 55 to be precise. I'm going to move over now to alto sax man Cannonball Adderley. He put together a fine sextet, and it was really an all-star aggregation. It included his brother Nat on cornet, Yusuf Lateef on tenor sax or flute, Joe Zavenu, a great piano player. He wrote this particular track, by the way. Sam Jones on bass, Louis Hayes on drums. This is a little thing called Scotch and Water.
We're going to play a tune written by Joe Zavenu, our pianist. A tune named about a subject that he is expert in. It's called Scotch and Water. And he has tried to reflect the exhilaration in Scotch and Water.
Thank you.
Ah, yes. That was a Cannonball Adderley Sextet live doing a Joe's Avenue composition, Scotch and Water. That was Joe's Avenue there on piano, taking that fine solo. I also had Yusuf Lateef there on tenor sax, and Cannonball's brother, Ned Adderley, was there on cornet. All right, it's back to the Oscar Peterson Trio live at Zardy's in Hollywood, 1955. This is our Spotlight Jazz Group of the Week. And this is a little swinger by Oscar Peterson, Ray Brown, Herb Ellis called Pompton Turnpike.
Thank you.
Zardes in Hollywood, 1955, called Pompton Turnpike. That was a really a big band item from the 40s, probably made popular by, I have to think who that is. I have to let you know later. But it was a big hit for one of the big bands in the 40s. Okay, now we're going to turn back to something by Richard Groove Holmes. We haven't done any Hammond B3 organ tonight, as we're going to fix that up right now. Let's get our Hammond B3 fixed with Richard Holmes doing the Bobby Timmons composition, This Here. that was the swinging Hammond B3 organ of Richard Groove Holmes doing Bobby Timmons' classic composition, This Here. Okay, back to our highlight group of the week, the Oscar Peterson Trio with Ray Brown on bass, Herb Ellison guitar backing up Oscar Peterson on piano, and live from Zardy's, Hollywood, 1955. This is a Burke and Van Heusen tune, Swinging on a Star. Thank you. Cleveland String Trio, live at Zardy's, Hollywood, 1955. That was Swinging on a Star. All right, we haven't done anything by the Brubeck Quartet in quite a while. Once in a while, we have to revisit the classic Dave Brubeck Quartet that had Paul Desmond and alto sax. Here they do Jerome Kern's beautiful tune, Look for the Silver Lining. Quartet, of course, Dave Brubeck there on piano, Paul Desmond on alto sax, and that was a tune that was written by Jerome Kern called Look for the Silver Lining. Back to our highlight spotlight jazz group of the week, the Oscar Peterson Trio, live at Zardy's in Hollywood, 1955. They're here, they do Cole Porter's composition, I've Got You Under My Skin. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And Trio, Live at Sardi's in Hollywood. This is all these tracks we played tonight have been from recorded sets at Sardi's on November 8th, 1955. It was just a great set. It would have been nice to have been there. Okay, we're going to do something again from the Jerome Kern songbook, and this is by clarinetist Buddy DeFranco from his album, with Harry Sweets Edison on trumpet, Jimmy Rolls on piano, Barney Kessel on guitar. This is A Fine Romance. Thank you. Fine Romance from the Joan Kern songbook. And that was Buddy DeFranco there on clarinet. Let's see, we had Harry Sweets Edison on trumpet. Fine Rhythm Guitar there by Barney Kessel. And the piano player was one of the best, Jimmy Rolls. Okay, we're going to wind up our salute tonight to the Oscar Peterson Trio, live from Zardy's in Hollywood, 1955. Oscar Peterson on piano, Ray Brown on bass, Herb Ellis on guitar. This is Cole Porter's composition, Love for Sale. Thank you. Oscar Peterson Trio, our highlight group of the week, with Herb Ellis on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, live from Zardy's in Hollywood, 1955. Well, I hope you've enjoyed the sounds, particularly the sounds of the Oscar Peterson Trio tonight. Well, we really hope that you'll come back and join us again next Sunday night on the Lakeshore 89.1 FM. We're here every Sunday night from approximately 2 hours from 8 to 10 with the news at the top of the hour. We're going to go out now with something by the Horace Silver Quintet. This is Horace on piano leading up his little group from a Blue Note album, Blowing the Blues Away, called Sister Sadie.